Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, a Radio Free Redoubt production broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Fired Up Friday, where, of course, we have quite the way to end the week, and fired up as usual. You know, that's just the way it goes, and always before the weekend, thank goodness, right? Where you can kind of
unplug,
check out a little
back.
Bit yep. and refresh yourself and get ready to prepare for the next week's worth of fighting that we have to do as Christian patriots.
Yes, indeed. So there's a lot to be fired up about. We're going to get to all of that. It was deeply saddening for me to see them pass this in Congress. This Desecration of Marriage Act.
Yep.
And cheer and clap as if they accomplished something wonderful and for the good of society.
That's right. Yeah.
The communist longtime goal is to specifically target Americans' morality.
Yep.
The morality, even the Chinese have assessed that our faith and our morality are the key cornerstone to our strength. The Soviets identified that 60 years ago or more.
Right.
And they said, that's that right there. That's their magic button. And that's what we're going to press. And we're going to keep pressing that button.
Exactly. And that is the truth of it, because you know them by their fruits, right? You know them by their actions. And in fact, I was just reading an article about Indiana has a lawsuit against TikTok that has started just now because of the harm that TikTok is doing to children and 13 and under as well. And that lawsuit specifically cites that China has algorithms set for every country other than their own,
right,
to diminish morality and to steer all of the people, especially in the USA, all the young people to things like sex, drugs, alcohol, tobacco,
transgenderism,
the
LGBT
immoral
platform.
Highly immoral things, whereas in their own country their algorithms only lead their kids and their younger generations to healthy families, strong everything, and
yes,
anti-drug, anti-homosexuality,
personal responsibility, strong families,
yep,
nationalism,
yep,
all of these things are constantly being put up in front of the people in China. Of course, they're dropping like flies over there, and they're up in arms. Well, they're unarmed, but they are rising up against, you know, these COVID lockdowns. But back to the point, it's what is being put in front of you all the time, being messaged to you.
That's right. And that just shows their methods of warfare, you know,
yeah,
that every front is some type of a warfare front for them. And our kids are getting the brunt of that. And all kids think that it's normal, because they don't understand they're under attack by the Chinese.
Right.
And not only that, but all of their personal information is going to these Chinese databases.
Oh yeah.
And yep, will be used against them. And so it's good to see that Indiana is starting a major, major lawsuit against TikTok,
yeah,
for that.
And more, hopefully, from Congress as well. I know that there are several senators that are true patriot conservatives that are really speaking out,
right,
against TikTok and identifying it for what it is.
Well, and see, this is so interesting, isn't it? I mean, this whole era of all of the Twitter, the Facebook, the TikTok,
yes,
Instagram, all of these things that suddenly just blew up in our faces and flourished, and everybody had to be there on all of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like the whole United States just got sucked in, and especially the younger generation.
Well, I was just going to say that we're focusing on TikTok right now. It's a communist Chinese military intelligence fifth generational warfare tool, right?
Right.
But Not to forget,
Facebook was used the same way.
Not to forget all of these so-called Americans,
right,
that are leading a deep state globalist agenda,
communist
World Economic Forum agenda. I mean, they're hitting all the points.
That's right.
You know, from climate change to free stuff from the government. We're all entitled.
Right.
You know, bringing about division on every level, from race to income class, the us versus them, and it's just injustices everywhere, and we must do something about it. Everyone rise up against all the injustice when, you know, we were all getting along just fine.
Exactly.
Before they started stirring this. And that started with the 44th president, who shall not be named,
right,
really stirring up the race division.
Oh, definitely. And that's their biggest thing. That the communists have always used it.
Yeah,
that
they identified that as in the late 50s and early 60s, because of the communist organizations in the United States being infiltrated, they learned that that race was at the top of their list for targeting, for causing the dissension between groups.
That's
and
right.
Start the division.
And divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's. It's just interesting to see that then it rose up again, and all in one era when all of us were completely not expecting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was, talk about a sneak attack, and everybody just fell for it, where our enemies used ourselves against us. You know
and
what
our,
I mean?
Even it's like, our own it's constitution. Like our,
well, it's that, but primarily, I heard one statement that it's you're your own worst enemy,
right,
but your enemy is taking advantage of the fact that they know that,
right.
Right? So anything that's tempting to you, anything that is immoral that might draw you in, they know how to
entice
actually
you.
Yeah, they know how to amplify it to bring you in, to draw you into a worse and worse state of being, so that
right,
it, you know, your country implodes on its own by using you against yourself.
Right. And just a moment ago, I had mentioned the Constitution, and it just made me think of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals,
right,
where one of the rules for radicals is use their own rules on themselves.
Yes.
So that's where they can bring in pornography and sexual deviancy and say, oh, it's my First Amendment right. It's my freedom of expression.
Right.
Right. And or, you know, the curriculum that they're bringing into the schools, or Satan clubs in schools where they're saying, oh, freedom of religion, First Amendment. And this is calculated for them to attempt to use our legal framework and our Constitution to try to put the spin on it.
Yep.
Using our own rules, our own laws.
Right,
but then
accusing us of what they're doing at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, that's another Saul Alinsky rule for radicals: accuse the enemy of what you're doing.
Yep, exactly.
You know? So, yeah,
and they stomp on your foot and you call for the teacher.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so it's just interesting that they also targeted the least suspecting people, the young people, the people that had no idea what was about to hit them, and they just got basically bowled over by it.
Right.
And so thank goodness now it's starting to be uncovered as the weapon that it has been used as. You
yep.
know what I mean? Especially with Elon Musk being so willing to turn over all of the evidence and facts as to how Twitter was actually being used against
right.
all of us, against our elections. And I mean, that's just a huge help. I mean,
yeah.
we've known it all along, and you and I have been talking about this for quite some time on this show, but it's just nice to actually have somebody there to reveal it and prove it.
Yep, exactly. Well, speaking of lies and twisted and everything else, let's go to the other end of the spectrum.
Yes, that's right. And let's go to the good
let's
stuff.
Let's go to truth,
yeah,
well-grounded, the Word of God.
The good news, the gospel. Okay,
yeah. What do you got for us today?
Well, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from 1 John chapter 2 and the beginning of 3. It reads, starting with verse 28 of chapter 2, "And now, little children, abide in him, so that if he is manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from him at his coming. if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness also has been begotten of him. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and we are. Because of this, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been manifested what we will be. We know that if he is manifested, we will be like him, because we will see him even as he is. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself even as he is pure. And that's it.
There you go.
And that's a random turning, but also describes a little bit more of what we had been talking about not too long ago with what will we see when we get to heaven, when we see him on the throne. Are we going to see 3, 1, 2, you know,
right,
the Trinity, or are we going to see Jesus sitting there on the throne as king? And so that's another reference there, especially where it describes that we know that if he is manifested, we will be like him because we will see him even as he is. And so there's another case where it shows we will see him,
right,
even as he is.
Yes.
So just interesting that has been a question and keeps coming up, that the Lord is basically wanting us to be reassured and to know that when he showed the disciples the Father, he said, You have seen me, you have seen the Father. And then
right,
Philip goes, no, show us, Lord.
Show us the Father, then.
And Jesus is like, oh, come on, Philip.
Right.
But anyway, so just another little bit added to that.
Another, you know, in one of those verses at the beginning, it was, you know, the world, you're not of the world, but that you... the world does not know you because they don't know him.
Right.
And that is why conservative Christian values and American heritage seems so foreign because they have been so separated
from
those things. They don't even know who they are. Their memory has been stripped.
Well, exactly. And especially with the philosophical question of what is truth, right?
Right, right.
You know, I mean, that's a philosopher's favorite question because they never really want any real answers. I took quite a bit of philosophy in college and I found it always to be, well, secular philosophy is very frustrating because they don't really want anybody to truly know anything.
Right.
They always just want to ponder and run around in circles and never have a conclusion.
Exactly. How do you know you exist?
Right.
You know, that kind
exactly
of stupid
exactly
stuff,
but you know, we just read truth. What is truth yesterday? The law.
Right.
God's law is truth. Precept built upon precept that is proven, congruent, and always makes sense.
Yep. That which is objectively is.
Yep.
So thank you for that good word, and put the scripture out again one more time.
Okay, so that was 1 John chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
There we go. That's a good one. All right, thank you.
Praise God.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready and learning what all that means. And the website is JesusAppears.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. You guys be safe out there with all this new snow on the ground. More to shovel and more coming tomorrow.
And we're thankful.
We're thankful for the snowpack. That means water.
That's
next
right
year.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communists.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's the podcast with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Yesterday, we were talking about preparedness and this power outage because of these attacks on two power grids in North Carolina that left 40,000 people without power. And they're saying that similar attacks, including with firearms, arson, chains, and some other mechanical devices, tools, I don't know, Sawzall, or they didn't specify, have happened also in the Pacific Northwest. And a new law enforcement bulletin was put out to, you know, be on the lookout for suspicious activity. We need to be prepared, but something really interesting, Lady Liberty. North Carolina, they implemented a curfew right off the bat during their power outage.
Yeah.
Now, I find that very interesting, and I think that there's more going on than they're telling us. But why would you put a curfew because the power went out?
Yeah, right, exactly.
They have ice storms. They have other storms, you know, from the tail end of a hurricane whips around and knocks out power to, you know, 100,000 people. They've never put in curfews because the power went out before.
Right. Yeah, that kind of shows that they almost maybe know something that we don't know.
Yes, right? I would definitely think so. But very interesting. Maybe it's just this COVID mentality. Of this lockdown mentality.
Well, I doubt it, because I've got another report here that says that there's been intrusions at Duke Energy power stations in Tampa Bay and elsewhere in Florida. It says that federal law enforcement suspects the people behind the Florida intrusions likely have inside knowledge of the grid and understand how to power down equipment without causing damage. And so that kind of raises my hackles a little bit, because of the guy, the Chinese Communist Party retired billionaire that bought 30,000 acres right next to the military base in Texas that was also connected right on the edge of the power grid right there.
Yes.
On the edge of his property.
Right.
And he was very, very much into tech. In fact, that was how he made his billions in China, was in the tech industry.
That was a retired CCP army general too.
Right. Well, that, yeah, that's yeah. what I'm.
Yeah.
And so just the fact that we know that they're looking at our energy grid, our power grid, and then this kind of thing starts to happen. And like this report describes, that the intrusions likely have inside knowledge of the grid and understand how to power down equipment. And so, wow. So now we can.
Well,
where should we be looking?
Well, you and I have been saying for a long time, expect the unexpected.
Right.
Right. So anything can happen at any given time without warning. And so, you know, prior to last week, nobody in North Carolina was thinking they'd be without power for a week, because somebody was strategically know how to employ tactically firearms to take out huge swaths of our grid.
Right.
And, you know, experts have warned about how exposed and vulnerable our electric power grid is, not just from hackers or, you know, hacking into it using technology, but physical attacks. 9 of those could take the whole United States down.
Right.
It's very difficult to replace, expensive. I don't know if they're transformers. I saw a report on it. So, you know, anything can happen. And, you know, they're just, thank God we're not at war yet. And until then, you're going to see some strange things that are going to happen that you really never saw coming. And
right. And there so, you are. And so any way that you can prepare for power outages, boy, I feel sorry for people that live in the cities and have to rely on electricity for heat. And especially people that live anywhere other than down south, right? You know, because I mean, what do you do for heat. If you live in town, you don't have any source of wood heat whatsoever. And now you also don't have power. These are things that we're going to have to be thinking of and preparing for. I don't even know what to tell people in the dead of winter if their sole source of heat is electricity.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And you're in an apartment and you can't run a generator.
I would probably say the best thing would be to go out and get one of those propane heaters and have a propane backup supply in your house.
Right.
Because we have one of those and that has been extremely useful in things even just like a travel trailer when we're out there and it's like so cold and you're not anywhere near electricity, you know.
Yes.
You can crank up one of those propane heaters and they work beautifully.
Yep.
And you can be in an enclosed room with them and not have to worry about any kind of chemical leak or you know, you don't have to gas.
Yeah, just crack a window and you're not dealing with, you know, carbon dioxide.
Exactly. And so I'd have to probably suggest that all of our listeners, if you're in that kind of a situation where you would strictly be relying on electricity for heat, to at least have that as a backup as well as multiple propane tanks.
Yeah. Just start thinking about food, heat, fuel.
Right.
And, a lot of kind of in the prepper community, you know, there's so much emphasis placed on self-defense and firearms and, you know, all that's great. We're all pro for that. But oftentimes other things get overlooked. Communications.
That's right.
Fuel, heat, cooking, just what are you going to cook on?
Even just one of those small, I've seen them advertised on YouTube in the commercials. Those tiny little, they're like coffee can size little
stove.
Yeah, rocket stoves where you can use little branches. You can use anything to burn in there, and you can cook your food.
It burns hot. Yeah, those are cool.
And I just I saw that. I was like, now that's just flat out handy. Yep.
You could build one too.
Yep. And so at least you could heat your water, heat your food or whatever. So there's a couple smallish things that you could have as backups. And you don't have to be a prepper. You just have to have some common sense.
Absolutely. So, and you should.
Yep.
Because these are the times we're living in.
That's right.
All right. Now we've got some updates from Arizona that you've been dying to get to. And I really want to make sure we do.
And so Carrie Lake is supposed to be filing her lawsuit today if everything works out the way it's supposed to. But what has been happening down there has just, it just is crazy because she did an awful lot of work to file lawsuits all along that would have prevented this. And still they managed to, you know, basically pull this whole heist because they knew that if their people voted early, then they would know once all the Republicans showed up to vote how many votes they would need to fill in order to win. Right.
Yes.
So that's how they kind of rig these things with all these extra fake ballots is that they've got their numbers ahead of time and they know how many extra to bring in once we've all voted. Once we've shown up in person to vote.
Right.
And so, you know, that was kind of one of the interesting aspects. The other interesting tactic that they used was to just flat out shut all the machines down. You know, I mean, the Carter Center, backed by the CCP,
yes,
Soros, and Bill Gates.
Right.
You know, that was supposed to be the saving grace for checking the equipment to make sure it would work properly. And look what happened. They knew the majority of all the voters would show up on that day to vote. So they just made sure that none of the machines worked.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, not none. Just 63% of them didn't work.
Right.
Right.
And so it's supposed to be an objective, nonpartisan organization, non-political. We don't have an axe to grind with anybody. And we're just here to make sure that these things pass this test. So all the machines are in working order. And that's the Carter Center. The Carter Center was behind that. Unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable.
That right there should make the thing
this
absolutely not certifiable.
Well, and Carrie Lake says this lawsuit is pretty much going to be pristine and they fully expect to win. She does not concede. Of course, she does not concede because we all know it was fraud and the hugest, most obvious, pathetic election fraud we have ever seen. And she also made the statement that it is the most important, the number one issue that we all need to confront right now, not in the future, right now. And I agree with her wholeheartedly, because I would even, as far as priority, I would even place honest elections above our border crisis right now, which that took me a lot of thinking to come to that. But really, an honest election can fix the border crisis. I mean, it just right off the bat.
Exactly.
It can fix all of the wrongs. It can fix the coup. It can fix the Biden regime. It can fix everything if we've got honest, transparent elections. And the communists know it, which is why they refuse to even acknowledge
which is
of
why they're
stuff.
Targeting the elections. Because once you have the elections, you have everything else.
That's right.
That works both ways.
Exactly. Some guy's not doing his job. Guess what? Next election, he's out. You know, somebody's refusing to uphold the Constitution. Guess what? Next election, he's out. It's the power of an honest vote.
Exactly. And I'm very thankful for the people that are working in these different areas they feel called to, like working on the border and, you know, helping children and that. But I think that the larger concerted effort needs to be focused on the elections, because until
Absolutely.
We fix that, we won't have an open border. We will not be energy independent. We're going to be subjected to increasing tyranny.
We won't have a military doing anything on our behalf
at
all.
We won't be able to defend our nation. We're going to go broke. Inflation is going to be, you won't be able to overcome it.
Exactly. And there is one other thing that we really, really wanted to address that's important, that people have seemed to have forgotten, that if somebody is doing something illegal, you can go right down to your county sheriff and file criminal charges against that person, because it's a crime. It doesn't cost you anything. It's super simple. It takes you 10 minutes or less. I mean, just like anybody else, if they come up to you in a store and punched you out, knocked you out, you would know exactly what to do. You'd go straight to the sheriff. You'd file a criminal complaint. Same thing applies to every other crime out there. They're called crimes because they can be prosecuted.
Yes. And they should be.
Absolutely.
It doesn't take much more than a quick internet search to find your statutes in your state to find out what type of laws these people have broken.
Exactly.
And they're often being, put out there by Carrie Lake, for example. They're quoting statutes that are being violated.
You don't have to have any knowledge of law. You can do an internet search and just go down there, file the charges.
All right, guys, that's a wrap. You have a blessed and a safe weekend this weekend, and join us Sunday night. And if you can't make that for the podcast, then Monday morning right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.